They say everything's bigger in Texas, even Renaissance fairs. In fact, the Texas Renaissance Festival is the largest Ren fair in America.
A lot of Flintstone-sized turkey legs.
This year, we're expecting easily 500,000 people.
It's also the rowdiest.
I can smell pheromones in the air right now. It's either pheromones or cheese curds.
And it's a place where you can throw on an old-timey costume and lose yourself if you want to.
You walk in and suddenly you're somewhere like Stirling Forest, 1602. You get to be someone else.
It's been run for nearly 50 years by an eccentric 86-year-old named King George Coulomb, who's also the mayor of the tiny town where it happens.
We hired cowboys to do the jousting, and lo and behold, they just used to beat the shit out of each other.
He'll go down in history as one of the most brilliant entrepreneurs around here.
He is a genius.
You may think it's all tights and turkey legs, but what if I told you that King George's empire has a dark side, too? He rules with an iron fist.
Three things make George tick: power, sex, and money.
George just gets a whim, and he fires three or four people.
Now, I'm not sure he feels like the law applies to him, and I'm not sure it does in a county that he's mayor in.
And over the years, this Ren Fair has been the scene of many crimes of power.
It took about 17 years to find out exactly what happened, which was that somebody was killed.
I woke up on my back in a ditch, staring at the sky, and I couldn't even feel my body.
We went to the Texas Renaissance Festival to investigate this place where people live out their carnal fantasies and figure out just exactly how that could become so dangerous. But what we didn't expect to find was danger for us.
You shouldn't be in the campgrounds alone enough.
I don't want to sound conspiratorial, but something's not adding up.
Unsettled.
Does give me True Detective Season 1 vibes.
I'm Sean Cannon. Search for Crime Waves Renaissance Texas on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you're listening now.